Welcome to Tech Ed Online. My name is Zaid Al Qadhi. I look after Microsoft Office Division in Microsoft New Zealand, and I'm very privileged today to have a quick interview with Dr. Nitin Faranjabi. He's one out of 28 people worldwide who's certified in Office to be Microsoft Value Professional. Hi, Dr. Nitin. How are you?
I'm good.
Dr. Nitin, I just want you to give me a quick summary of the session that you ran at Microsoft TechEd around the value of the Office platform.
Yeah. No. As you know, TechEd is a very highly technical conference, and typically two kinds of people attend: IT pro or infrastructure people, as well as developers. Now, I specialize in Office and the value of Office from a business perspective. So generally, having a session on Office from a business value perspective is in itself a rare thing for TechEd. But the reason I thought it would be relevant is from an IT perspective, most people in IT do not look at Office as a serious product. They use it, but they think that product is for users. And on the other side, users think they already know Office. That's why they don't discover more and more features which we add in every version. So in the process, Office is underutilized. Now, users don't have time to go through every feature and then figure out how and where they can use it to their advantage. And that is where the IT professionals come in. That's why I thought we will do a session where we will explain how IT professionals can add value to businesses by applying the features of Office to their needs.
And Dr. Nathan, how did you see the response from the audience, with the technical audience? We always wonder if they are going to get the message.
Right. So initially I was a little apprehensive whether people will even turn up for the session, because this is an odd topic and most people are very highly technical and they want to learn more and more in depth of technology. Whereas I was talking about Office, and that too from a business value perspective. I was not going into the technical depths of Office programming. But I was surprised to see that across both the sessions, more than, I think, 180 people attended, if I'm not mistaken, and the feedback has been extremely encouraging. So the message which I was trying to pass across, that from an IT professional perspective, using Office proactively is something which is going to empower you in your career. It's going to lead to your growth, and it's going to lead you to add value to business. People have taken that in a very positive spirit. And I, in fact, met some people after the session who said, we have already started using the principles which we have learned in the session. So I think people did like it, and I'm sure they will use it on a longer term basis.
Dr. Nathan, one of the main messages that I heard from you multiple times, and I would like you to quickly talk to the audience on that specific topic, is learn to learn.
Yeah.
Your philosophy around that.
Yeah. So I was showing people Office, and everyone has that apprehension that I have so many features in Office and I don't have time to go through everything. How do I end up learning it? Nobody is going to take leave and learn Office. So the principle I follow is you don't have to take extra time to learn. You don't have to really attend training programs. If you follow simple, easy to use ways while you're working, you can learn while you work. And that enriches your efficiency and it makes working a pleasure. So how do you do that? There are very simple principles. We don't have really time to go through every step of it, but simple things like observing the mouse cursor or looking at right-click menus, or you go to a particular dialogue, normally we click on what we know and ignore what we don't know. Instead of that, stay there for a few more seconds and see what's happening. Think about it. That's all it takes. It's little extra effort. It's a mindset change which says, what I don't know, I'm not going to ignore from now onwards. I'm going to proactively look at it and at least think about it. And this simple step has phenomenal results because we start discovering more things. When you discover something, you will obviously think, where can I use it? And that's how it starts enriching your life.
Dr. Nitin, one of the messages that always resonated with me, when you ask the crowd how many hours they use Office, I think a lot of the people surprise themselves when they give you numbers like 5, 6, 7 hours.
Yes.
And you have a very clear message around that, around the lack of best practices or policies.
Yes.
If you quickly give me your perspective on that.
Sure. So there are two kinds of work we do. There is structured work and unstructured work. Structured work means line of business applications, ERPs, and so on and so forth. Most of the companies have already done a good job of automating them and refining them. When it comes to unstructured work, which does take significant part of day-to-day work, like 3 to 4 hours, people have not looked at it seriously. They just give people office, they give them laptops, they give them work, and expect them to find the best way themselves. Mm. And that's not going to happen. So it's someone has to go through what people do, find the best way, and make sure that best way is followed by everyone else as a standard practice. And that's what we would call productivity policies. If that is done, without everyone having to come to a classroom every time, people can be taught how to use their time and technology more efficiently and add value to business.
Thank you very much, Dr. Netu, for your time. That was Tech Ed Online, and thank you.